Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about Thanksgiving with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. This book is called A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. You might have heard of Charlie Brown. He's got Snoopy. On Thanksgiving Day, Charlie Brown stood sadly at his mailbox, watching Snoopy walk off with a stack of mail, all for him. Sally came up and asked, "What's the matter, big brother?" "Nothing," Charlie Brown replied. "I was just checking the mailbox." "What did you expect?" Sally asked. "A turkey card?" Charlie Brown sighed. "Holidays always depress me." "I know what you mean," Sally said. "Why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What do I have to be thankful for?" Linus walked up and asked, "What's all the commotion?" "We've got another holiday to worry about," Charlie grumbled. "Thanksgiving is here." "I haven't even finished my Halloween candy," Sally wailed. "Thanksgiving is important," Linus explained. "Our country was the first to make a national holiday to give thanks." Sally looked at Linus and sighed and said, "Isn't he the cutest thing?" When Charlie Brown and Sally went inside, the phone rang. It was Peppermint Patty. "Listen, Chuck, I have a treat for you," she said. "My dad's been called out of town. He said I can join you for Thanksgiving." Charlie Brown didn't know what to say.
Well, I
don't mind inviting myself because I know you kind of like me, Chuck," Peppermint Patty continued.
Okay,
it's a date," Peppermint Patty said. "See you soon, you sly devil." "Oh, brother," Charlie Brown said. "Peppermint Patty's coming to Thanksgiving dinner."
"We won't even be home," Sally pointed out. "We'll be at Grandma's." The phone rang. It was Peppermint Patty again.
"Hey, Chuck," she said. "Listen, I have even greater news. Remember that kid, Marcy? Her folks said it would be okay if she joined us, so you can count on two for dinner, Chuck."
Charlie Brown said, "Well, the problem is..."
But Peppermint Patty talked right over him.
"Don't worry, Chuck. We won't make problems. We'll help clean up dishes and everything. Just save me a drumstick in the neck. See you, Chuck."
Charlie Brown hung up the phone.
"How do I get myself into these things?" he wailed. "Now she's bringing Marcy, too?"
"It's your own fault for being so wishy-washy," Sally said. And before Charlie Brown could continue, Peppermint Patty called back yet again. This time, she had invited Franklin to dinner, too.
"I'm doomed," Charlie Brown exclaimed. "Three guests for Thanksgiving, and I'm not even going to be home. Peppermint Patty will hate me for the rest of my life."
But Linus had a solution. "Why not have two dinners? You cook the first one for your friends, then go to your grandmother's for the second one."
"But I can't cook," Charlie Brown said. "All I can make is cold cereal and toast."
Linus was sure they could do it with a little help. He told Snoopy, "Go to the garage and get a table for the backyard." Snoopy saluted, sharp as a soldier. The world's most brilliant beagle was on the case. As Woodstock fluttered above him, Snoopy dragged a ping-pong table out from the overflowing garage. As soon as Snoopy opened the table, it snapped shut. He was trapped inside. When the beagle broke free, so did the ping-pong battle and ball. Snoopy hit the ball, then bounced over the net so fast that he could return his own serve. Snoopy played against himself until he accidentally knocked Woodstock out. Linus walked up just in time to see the end of Snoopy's game. "We don't have time to play," Linus scolded. Snoopy blushed. Woodstock was awake again, but seeing stars. "We still need some chairs around the table," Linus said, directing. Once again, Snoopy bravely battled his way through the stuffed garbage. A lawn chair proved even tougher to unfold than the ping-pong table. Finally, Snoopy got everything under control. He even put a tablecloth on the ping-pong table. Then, it was time to start cooking. With the precision of an army,
Charlie Brown, Linus, Snoopy, and Woodstock used every toaster they could to make a big stack of buttered toast. The friends popped corn and opened bags of chips, pretzels, and jelly beans. Next, Snoopy set the table. He dealt the plates like a deck of cards and expertly folded the napkins into cute little teepees. Yikes! One of the teepees moved! Snoopy carefully lifted the napkin and found Woodstock hiding underneath. Ding dong! The doorbell rang. Peppermint Patty, Marcy, and Franklin arrived. They followed Charlie Brown to the table in the back. "Say, Chuck, this looks like quite a spread," said Peppermint Patty. "I bet this is one Thanksgiving dinner we'll never forget." Snoopy carried out a big domed platter. "Aren't we going to say a grace before we're served, Chuck?" Peppermint Patty asked. "It's Thanksgiving," she pointed out. Charlie Brown wasn't sure what to do. Linus came to the rescue. He stood up and gave a speech. In the year 1621, the Pilgrims had their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this: "We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice." Peppermint Patty added, "Amen." And with that, Snoopy lifted the lid to reveal their feast. He shuffled the toast like cards, then plunked a piece onto each paper plate. He added a paw full of popcorn, pretzel sticks, and jelly beans. Then he flew the plate like a frisbee across the table. Zoom, zoom, zoom! Plates flew to each guest. Peppermint Patty stared in amazing disappointment. "What kind of Thanksgiving is this?" she asked. "Don't you know anything about cooking a real Thanksgiving dinner, Chuck? Where's the turkey? Where are the mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie? What blockhead made all this?" Charlie Brown slunk away from the table, feeling even lower than he did after losing a baseball game. Marcy turned to Peppermint Patty. "You were kind of rough on Charles, weren't you, sir? Did he invite you to dinner, or did you invite yourself?" "I never thought of it like that," Peppermint Patty admitted. "Do you think I hurt old Chuck's feelings? Golly, why can't I act right outside of a baseball game?" Peppermint Patty convinced Marcy to apologize for her. When Marcy found Charlie Brown inside the house, she said, "Don't feel bad, Charles. Peppermint Patty didn't really mean all those things she said. Actually, she really likes you." "I don't feel bad for myself," Charlie Brown explained. "I'm just sorry I ruined everyone's Thanksgiving." "But Thanksgiving is more than eating, Charles. You heard what Linus said. The Pilgrims were thankful, and we should be thankful for just being together," Marcy said. Peppermint Patty had been listening from the doorway. She came in and offered Charlie Brown her hand. "Apologies accepted, Chuck." They shook hands. Peppermint Patty continued, "There are enough problems in the world already without these silly misunderstandings." Suddenly she grinned. "Why, you're holding my hand, you sly dog." Bong, 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 the clock chimed. "Good grief! 4 o'clock already! We're supposed to be at Grandmother's house at 4:30, Charlie Brown said, fretting. "I'd better call her and explain my dilemma." Charlie Brown picked up the phone. "Hello, Grandma? This is Chuck, Charlie Brown. We're going to be a little late." Then he explained about his friend still being there. "No, ma'am, they haven't eaten. As a matter of fact, they've let me know that in no uncertain terms." Then Charlie Brown heard some wonderful news. Marcy announced it to the rest of the gang. "We're all invited to Charlie Brown's grandmother's for Thanksgiving dinner." The kids all cheered. Soon the whole gang, except for Snoopy and Woodstock, piled into the back of the station wagon. In the car, the kids sang, "Over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house we go. The horse knows a way to carry the sleigh through white and drifting snow." "Oh!" Charlie Brown interrupted the happy tune. "There's only one thing wrong with that." Linus asked, "What's that, Charlie Brown?" "My grandmother lives in a condominium." But then he realized that it doesn't matter where you ate Thanksgiving dinner, whether it's at a condo or at a doghouse, it will always be special when you share the feast with friends. The end. What a good Thanksgiving book. Do you know what else is good? Thanksgiving jokes. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? Pilgrims. Why do turkeys always go gobble, gobble, gobble? Because they never learned good table manners. What key has legs but can't open doors? A turkey. What happened when the turkey got into a fight? He got the stuffing knocked out of him. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The outside. What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter? Quack, quack, quack! What's blue and covered with feathers? A turkey holding its breath. What's the best thing to put into pumpkin pie? Your teeth! Should you have your whole family for Thanksgiving dinner? No, you should just have the turkey. What sound does a turkey's phone make? Wing! Wing! What do policemen eat on Thanksgiving? Corn on the cob. What do math teachers do on Thanksgiving? Count their blessings. And after that really bad joke, why don't we start counting our blessings that there aren't any more? Because now it's time to learn about Thanksgiving instead. Similar to what Linus said, in 1620, King James of England said everybody had to belong to the Church of England. But some people, called the Pilgrims, did not want to. They wanted a different church. So they left England and sailed all the way to America. They landed in Massachusetts and named their town Plymouth. Their boat, the Mayflower, landed pretty late in the year. So they had to build houses, build barns, cook, plant fruits and vegetables, and collect firewood in the freezing rain and cold. Would you like to do that? Me neither. Lots of them got sick. Now there were other people who lived nearby, the Native Americans, or Indians. One day, an Indian walked right into the town and he said, "Welcome, Englishman." He spoke the same language, which was very surprising. It turned out he had learned it from some fishermen who lived there, and his name was Samoset. And he told the Pilgrims about his tribe, the Wampanoags. The next week, the tribe's chief came, the man in charge. His name was Massasoit. They all agreed to be friends. They would be nice to each other, and share their food, and things they made, and not steal anything. They helped each other, too. One Indian, named Squanto, taught the Pilgrims how to catch fish, find food, and plant food. And do you know what food they grow most? Corn. That first harvest, they got a lot of food from all that farming, and everybody was very happy. They were so happy that they had a festival. They invited the Indians over, and they had a party where they stopped working, ate lots of food, and just had fun. Over the years, it became tradition for people to celebrate this Thanksgiving, but not everyone did it on the same day. At least, not until 1863. When President Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Ever since, everyone celebrates Thanksgiving on the last Thursday of November. And if you have a calendar nearby, then you might notice that this Thursday is the last Thursday of November, which means that it's Thanksgiving. So if you remember, Thanksgiving is a holiday all about being thankful. When you are thankful for something, that means you're glad that it happened. The Pilgrims were thankful that the Native Americans helped them. I'm thankful that you listen to me read and tell jokes, and that we learn all new things each time, and that we get to dance to music together. Why don't you take a moment and think about what you are thankful for? Are you thankful that whoever takes care of you is around? Are you thankful that you get to eat good food and wear warm clothes? Or are you thankful that your grandmother plays games with you? Or that a brother or sister doesn't steal your toys anymore. Or maybe you go to school and you're thankful that your teacher is nice. What are you thankful for? That sounds like a good thing to be thankful for.
Now, let's be thankful for music. We'll begin with one song that, believe it or not, was written originally as a Thanksgiving song, even though we listen to it at Christmas mostly now.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now it's that time of year to give thanks to everyone. The holidays are near, Thanksgiving's lots of fun. So find ways we can share, help someone we don't know. And when winter blasts its way, at last go play out in the snow.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'm borning down the hill, my nose is freezing cold. My mom has got hot cocoa, at least that's what I'm told. I can't wait to get back, have a nice warm cup. I'm really glad it's Christmas with this weather, I'm fed up.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
All I eat is candy, all I eat is pie.
If you just eat that, you'll be a very big guy.
But I like to eat meat, and I like to eat fish.
When you chew on your food, you go squish, squish, squish.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Drink your milk, eat your cheese.
But don't eat too much cheese, you'll get wobbly knees.
Eat a lot of veggies and eat a lot of fruit.
Don't eat too much, you'll split your suit.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
And remember,
eat healthy and exercise. Please don't eat spiders and flies. Eat all different kinds of things. Don't fill up on chocolate ring dings. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Plenty of minerals, vitamins, and fiber. Please don't chew on rubber tires. Don't eat a lot of cookies. Don't drink a lot of soda.
If you drink a lot of soda, you might explode.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
A hardly has an appetite and pokes at food too long. And B can barely bother because all the food is wrong. C likes only candy and chocolate by the box. D is just disinterested in anything you've got. But E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. So toss it on a plastic plate, or stick it with a fork. Serve it with a shovel, or serve it on a spork. Yeah, E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. Is far too fussy and only eats with fancy wine. G eats only gourmet but never can decide. H burns food so horrible, all I tastes is smoke. J just likes drinking juice, and K drinks only soda. But E eats everything. Yeah, E eats everything. He's eating in a moving car. He's eating upside down. He's eating on a spaceship. He's eating off the ground. L and M and N and P won't start till O arrives. Q and R and S and T are wearing clothes much too tight. U and V and W are worn out from the song. And X and Y just will not share and will not get along. But E eats everything. Yeah, E everything. But look out now, here it comes, that final letter Z. Now Z's not like the other letters, Z's only eating E's. Yeah, Z eats E's. Yeah, Z eats E's. Z eats E's. Yeah, Z eats E's.
Turkey in the oven, the mashed potatoes bubbling, watching football with our family and our friends. We smell the food a-cooking, and Grandpa keeps a-looking. Grandma pushes him out of the kitchen again. The little cousins, they all zoom, screaming loud from room to room. We don't seem to care as they all play. Cause we know that like an autumn breeze, the years blow by and these memories are something we hold on to every day. There's nothing like the spirit of Thanksgiving. Reminds us of the love that we all share. It's more than just a meal. It's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there. Now we pile it on our plate, looks like a miniature buffet. So many different foods all sitting in one place. And the gravy covers all just like a tiny waterfall. Somehow I shove it all into my face. And the men begin to quibble as the talking turns political. And Grandma puts a stop to the arguing. And the women talk about families, and that's when everyone agrees it's a total family gathering. But there's nothing like the spirit of Thanksgiving. Reminds us of the love that we all share. It's more than just a meal. It's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there. Chairs, no one is moving there. We all vow we'll never eat again. The uncles all are snoozing as our football team is losing, and we're cruising from the shot of tryptophan. Then we smell the coffee dripping, then everyone is sipping, cause we all know what's coming very soon. Every sugary surprise, apple, pumpkin, pecan pies. Somehow, I don't know how we made the room.
There's nothing like the spirit of Thanksgiving. Reminds us of the love that we all share. It's more than just a meal. It's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there. It's more than just a meal. It's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about Thanksgiving, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!